This is Technically News.
Now, let me see. What is it you call your job? Oh, yes, public relations. Sounds like something pretty dirty to me.
This is Technically News. I'm Randy Cook, your system engineer and virtual correspondent, bringing you the latest on the front lines of information technology, sponsored by CADMAX, System Builders, and more.
Low-cost PCs may be all the rage these days, but can you really expect a reliable piece of computing hardware for under $500 or even under $200? Virginia resident Mark LeBeau doesn't think so anymore. He bought a $499 PC from eMachine for his mother some months back. It arrived with a bad modem. After 4 months of promises and no replacement from the California-based eMachine, Mark decided enough is enough. He flew to his mom's house, bought a modem, installed it himself, and filed a complaint against eMachine with the Better Business Bureau. He's not alone, either. In response to the number of complaints they've received, the Better Business Bureau has rated eMachines as having an unsatisfactory business performance record. eMachine is not the only low-cost PC seller getting slapped by customer complaints to the Better Business Bureau. Companies like Gobi, Enchilada, and Microworks have come under fire as well. They've received numerous complaints from customers regarding undelivered merchandise and poor response to complaints. The cheap PC market leaves very little room for mistakes. Because the manufacturer expects to make a reasonable profit based on volume, they have very little time or revenue for technical support. Many of these cheap or free PC companies are very young startups with little or no experience running a business. One good thing these companies have accomplished, they've forced experienced PC makers like IBM, Compaq, Dell, and Gateway to lower their prices drastically to compete. Make sure you shop around, but if you are being seduced by the sexy prices of these free or nearly free PCs, ask yourself one question. Would you take one home to your mother?
This has been Technically News, brought to you by CADMAX, System Builders, and more. Call 1-884-CADMAX. Join us for our next report and keep an eye on the WVNZ website at WVNZ.com. I'm Randy Cook, your system engineer and virtual correspondent reporting.